but without your funding. Someone asked me the question, why in Gambira, why without our funding didn't take part in helping Mahaprabhu in his...
Because if he comes, because he was Srimati Radhika, so everything was exploited, money. Everything.
Well, there was Deepa Lamba there, and if he had come.
If he was here. He becomes saint and all other things can come here. They are telling to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they bring consolation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And here Mahaprabhu will have to give consolation to Gadadhar Pandit more than Mahaprabhu, because and he was not Gadadhar, he was Radhika, it will be known to everyone. That is that. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did like so to Rai Ramana, not to expose me. If Gadadhar Pandit was there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar both will be exposed like Radhika and Krishna. So, he did not use to come in Gambhira. But he used to come in Gambhira. But not, it has explained there. But this region could be taken.
I know you have explained something of this before to us, but still, I think it is a very difficult subject to comprehend how Gadadhar is Srimati Radhika and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Srimati Radhika. It is almost as if there are two Radhikas there.
No.
I know that you have...
No, but I have told you that she is taking pariksha, examination of Krishna, whether he can roll my part or not. Not it is written anywhere, but I...
Yeah. The Shaka could teach Mahaprabhu better than Radharani even.
Huh.
Then also the Manjaris are also always intimate and included, but they are not in the Gambhira. Rupa Goswami is not in the Gambhira. Raghunath Goswami.
And they have gone to always meeting there in Gambhira. It has been told. But not like Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodar.
When you went to Jagannath Puri, when you went to the Gambhira, what did you and the other devotees do there?
Where that all these bhav, mood that he tested should come to us, that we can also test a very little of part that I requested there.
Any song you sang in? Some song?
Two songs.
Which one?
Gorang.
This also. Gorang bolite hobe pulak.
Sorry. And?
Eibar Karuna Karo Lalita Vishakha. That also. And Hari Hari Kabe Mor Hoi Be Sudin. And also Radha Krishna Pran Mor Jubal.
This is, what is it called again?
The yoga pot.
The
yoga pot.
Have you seen?
I also did not get opportunity. Mm-hmm. But I'm hopeful that everything is already there in your heart.
But yet I wanted to see something from Jiva Goswami and also Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Anyhow, today we will do. Then from tomorrow. तुम लोग जाओ नहीं तो तुम लोगों को तो दो घंटा और लग जाएगा ना, जाओ फिर यदि हो सके तो आओ। जयति तेधिकम् जन्मना ब्रज श्रयति इंदिरा सस्वदत्रहि दैत देशताम् दिक्षुतावका स्वैधिता सव स्वांग विचिन्वते जयति तेधिकम् जन्मना ब्रज श्रयत इंदिरा सास्वदस्त्रै दैत देशतां दिक्षुतावका स्वैधिता सव स्वांग विचिन्वते स्वांग विचिन्वते। दिस इज रास पंचाध्याय। इन रास पंचाध्याय पंच प्राण फाइव काइंड्स ऑफ एयर इन फाइव वन इज मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट for life. This is that prominent in also in five chapters.
This one.
Srimad Bhagavat is body and there are 12 parts of that body from 1 to 12 are one part, but 10th is heart, and in heart also these five are panch prana, and in panch prana also this is the prominent prana, mane prana by you. We will have to remember from Katyayani Puja. It is told in the first sloka of Katyayani Puja, Kumarika. Malini Kumarika were doing Katyayani Vrata. So who were they? Kumarika means Kishori. On merit. What was the age of Krishna at that time? At this age of 3.5, he left Gokul. And when he took Govardhan on his hand, in his finger, he was 7 years old. It is better. More better. 7 years old. In Srimad Bhagavat, it is written, Vyasdev or Sukdev Goswami has told, when Krishna took mountain Giriraj on his finger, then his age was 7. When he kept the mountain, all the old person with priest, all were gathered there, and they began to say, Nanda Baba, that you should not treat as a son to Krishna. But we see that actually he is not your son. He is any god or anything. Perhaps Narayan has come because we have heard. So you should not treat as an ordinary boy. Don't tie her hands and this thing. Don't
chastise.
Chastise. Chastise means dantna.
Punishment.
Punish. Don't do so. That's all that. Krishna is only of 7 years. And yet how he can hang a mountain like Govardhan? Is any mystery is there? Nand Baba at once laughed to hear them that the gopis has buddhi, wisdom at the age of 80, then become mature. Up to that, their mind is not fixed. They cannot decide anything quite true. Because Krishna is an ordinary boy. We know that if God is more than Siddha Santa. Because those who are Siddha Santa, they have no angry, no appetite, no thirst, nothing like this. They are not thieves. They cannot tell a lie. But we see that Krishna tells lie always. He sometimes weeps. He sometimes becomes so angry.
He cheats.
So many persons. Yeah? Sometimes he weeps for makhan and misery. And if it is not given, he sells all these things in home, here and there, scattered. So I know that he is not God. But if you are telling that he is God, then yet he is my son. I will punish him. I will give shiksha to him. Shiksha means
teacher.
And I will do what a father should do to his child. And began to laugh. At once Yogamaya came and accepted all. And they suddenly forget all these facts that Krishna is God. After this, in the month of Kartik, they done the Aradhana of Katyayani. But there are two gopis, one married and not married. These are the gopis who did the aradhana of Katyayani were not married. Lalita, Vishakha, Srimati, Radhika and all were married. But they have also purvaraj to Krishna. At that time...
They were married or not?
You
said the Srimati, Radhika
They were all married.
They were married.
Married. But they were in age some less to all gopis. Because Srimati Radhika is told that 13 and half. And Krishna is 14.
And Lalita?
Lalita 27 days.
Senior.
Vishakha same day. And Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari are about 12. 12 some days. Then they are in age, they are less than Krishna about 2.5 years. So if Krishna is 7, then they are at the age of
4.5.
But yet they have loved affection for Krishna.
They have come.
Those who were doing Katyayani puja.
Already they have come. They have come, Krishna.
They wanted to come.
They have come.
Come. Not come. At that time, come cannot be. Not come. Because without come, love can come. So here they are not kamatmika. But after that, Sarad Kal, after 1 year before, after, Krishna has told that I will satisfy you. Then more 1 year, and Krishna took the mountain on his, and after one more year, he played on float. So it may be not more than their age 7.
7 or 8.
7 or 8.
Not even.
But Krishna, it is said that Krishna was in Vrindavan only at the age of 10. And in the 10 years, he had done ras and everything up to Kesi Daitya Bhav. So it is seen that in the age of 10, Krishna became at the age of 40. So it is also for gopis, not only for him. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur told anywhere that they used to take makhan and misri so much, so they became longer. Done a majak.
What is that majak? What does that mean?
Majak means kya mat? Dilagi. Dilagi means for
joke.
For joke. As a joke. Vishwanath Thakur Chakravarti has also a tendency for joke. Because he is Palladasi of Srimati Radhika. So he cuts the joke everywhere. Now, it has been, perhaps I have told all these facts and you have read that this Kumarika were of Shruti Chari, Upanishad Chari, are Dandakaranyavasi, and they may be of Janakpuri, Rajkumari.
Or Devakanya.
Devakanya also. They may be. So, in them, those who have association of Nitya Siddha Gopis, they have direct Purvaras. And whether they were not married, but they went easily in Ras. Those who become Siddha with Siddha. And those who are married and they have Purvarag, but not associated with Nitya Siddha, they were stopped. And those who were Kumarika, not married, like them, here, some of them are here. They have got Nitya Siddha association because in the end of that month, when they were doing Aradhana to Katyayani, they invited Lalita, Visakha, Chitra and all. It means they have association with all these gopis. So they also easily entered the Ras. But not every one. It may be that they should be checked by their fathers and mothers and brothers and all others, it may be. But here it is told that the Nitya Siddha and these, as by the association of Nitya Siddha, they easily entered the Ras. And those gopis who were married, and they had actually Purva Ras, but they had sons or daughters, they could not go. They were checked by Jogmaya. It is seen their husbands had checked, but Jogmaya entered in their husbands or father and mother and sasur, sas, and they were checked. If Jogmaya wanted to not to check them, she could have made another shape of that gopi, but she could not help because there were some hints of kasai. What is the meaning of kasai? Impurity and purity. Because they were thinking that he is my husband, these are my child, and their affection was distributed to so many places. These are kasai. So they could not go. Krishna played on the float seeing moon. He was thinking that moon is our ancestor. What? Purvuj?
Forefather.
So if he has any Naika, except his wife is, kya naam hai uska? Naika. Chandrama ka. Rohini. If Rohini is there, but he loves Purvadisha. Purvadisha means. That was very learned person, and he used to know Alankar.
Poetic images.
Huh?
So many metaphors in poetry.
Metaphors.
Ornaments.
For literature. So he has done these things very marvelous. Krishna said that moon is our forefather. And he is kumkum in his hand by rays and giving on the face of Purvadisha.
What does Purvadisha mean?
Purvadisha means eastern
horizon.
Huh?
Eastern horizon.
Horizon. Sees her, his Naika. And that Purvadisha, that eastern horizon, with the same, she is taking that
red
collar. So why should I not? And seeing this, that easily he is rubbing this red kumkum, when a red light are coming in forest. Trees are colored. Rivers, water is colored. Every thing is colored in red. So Krishna at once reminded gopis that I have given word for those gopis that I will fulfill your desire. So this is the time. So moon has reminded Krishna to do, and he is thinking that, oh, he has introduced me. He has given this thing in my heart. So now we should do. Here, all the Kumarika, in their last lakhs and lakhs janma, birth, they have done so much aradhana. In Srimad Bhagavat, in Vishwanath Jagwati Thakur Tika, somewhere here and there, it has been given that how hard austerity they have done. Then they become gopis. Some gopis are Nitya Siddha and they are Kaya-view of Srimati Radhika. But those who are originally Jeev and by sadhan, they have become Siddha. They have to do so much austerity. We are in beginning of that thing. We should understand. We are beginning in this thing. And if our Swarup is like that, and we will have taste and do like Rupa Raghunath and like gopis, have some taste, greed, then we can also go there like Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswami, like following the path of Gop Kumar. Gop Kumar has not directly gone to Braja. Lakhs and lakhs and lakhs, but he too. But Sanatana Goswami has explained in a so manner that as if he has gone very easily.
One lifetime,
but not in lifetime. When he returns from Vaikuntha, when he returns from Brahmalok, and again goes, so many births can go.
So you're saying that we have to go in the path of Gop Kumar. It is a very gradual path.
No, we are not to go, but we should go like him as he went direct from here to there. Living, he has also gone.
Second time.
Second and third, fourth time. Last time he went from Braja to that Braja. So, from here, we'll have to determine our object by reading all these things. If in reading and remembering that thing will be there, then we will be successful. We should read. We should hear. Only in that mood, that one day I will have to have that mood. Without that, I will not take anything rather than this.
Uncompromised.
If Krishna comes, anyone comes, and he gets anything rather than this, we will not take. But who will do like so? If their swarup is like that, they can be determined like so. And I guess that those who have come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this, almost prior, in their swarup, they should be like that. Only there are some exceptions. Like Murari Gupta and
Anupam.
But I think that if Hanuman or any others will hear this, they have no test. Murari Gupta has no test. Sivas Pandit has no test. Haridas Thakur has no test in this. Because he was Brahma, and Brahma, what type of his swarup was, I cannot say. But from his charitra in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see that we don't see like this.
In Padyavali, though, there are some. In Padyavali, There are some verses with Haridas Thakur's name that are more like this.
It may be to show the Mahatma of name. In that connection, his name can be used.
In Brahma Samhita, there it mentioned that he is the maid servant.
It may be, but in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I think.
We don't.
It may be. Our Gurudev in our Sampradaya, and he has prayed in 14th chapter like this, to have the dust of any of Brajavasi feet. He has not cleared that gopi feet, but Uddhava has cleared it.
But there are different Brahmas.
Huh?
There are different...
Different so many Brahmas. Who Brahma was he? In Brahma Sangeeta, we also see that he did Aradhana by Gopal Mantra and Kama Gayatri both. But only to have some Shakti, power. Not for that. Pray. Then Krishna played on the floor, all gopis came, and Krishna told them to return to Braja. You know this fact. Only I am remembering something touching.
Summary.
Then he told that any lady should serve their husband, whether he is black, whether he is good, bad, anything, anything, and poor or anything, or even so many rogues are there, they should serve. They are not speaking anything. They were judging in their mind, heart, that whether he is telling truth or he is cutting joke with her. They were only watching. But Krishna hide his avahittha. As he is telling true. But we see that he was not telling true. He was also hiding. At last Gopi is told that you are my guru and giving us so many instructions as guru gives. So let us first serve our Gurudev, because anyone can serve his Gurudev even if Krishna is there, God is there. So we said serve our Guru because you are Guru. And secondly, Jejathang mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamnam. You know this slok? Remember? What?
Krishna says, as they approach me.
What is this slok?
What does it mean?
No. What is this slok? Jejathang?
Jejathang mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamnam. Umabhatman vatvaste manisi patisar.
If he were God, he was telling Krishna that I am God, I am telling so, you should obey. Then they told that we should obey you, but we will first serve our Gurudev, and then we will do, and what he will tell, we will do. Secondly, We know that God is Father, God is real husband, God is everything. And if you are God, then you are a husband also. Guru, you are also. So in every way, if you don't take our service, then you will be guilty by dharma. You are teaching us dharma. But you should, you ought to practice dharma yourself. At last, Krishna began to do ras. All gopis were dancing with Krishna. Krishna was dancing with Srimati Radhika in the middle and also with all gopis. Prasad told that there was no Aishwarya Leela here. Krishna did not become so many Krishna as the gopi were, but Krishna ran so fastly, he danced so fastly that it looks that he is with all gopis. Understand, why?
Like fire.
Otherwise, it would have been Aishwarya Leela. But he is following here Nar Leela. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that it is not Kaya Duha. But so many persons has explained like so that Krishna Kaya Duha was there. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur denies that no Kaya Duha.
Is that in each time that Krishna danced Ras in Naralila, it was not Kaya Duha or just one time?
So Swayamrupa. All are Swayamrupa.
In every Krishna dance, Ras was danced many times.
All Ras.
And in all Ras, there's only Swayamrupa, not...
Not Kaya Duha. Because it will be Vaikuntha Leela. So Krishna so fastly danced with each gopi. So Srimati Radhika saw that he was nearby to Radhika, and when she sees towards all gopis, she sees that Krishna is there, Krishna is there, Krishna is there.
Very fast, yeah.
Very fast dance. And all gopis are seeing that Krishna is only with us, with me. Very miracle Krishna did. But not by any Aishwarya, but by fast running. then?
Didn't each gopi see that still Krishna's with everybody because he's moving so fast?
No, they are not. But only Srimati Radhika sees that he is with me and sometimes to other. And when she sees another, Krishna is there. When she sees Sudha, Krishna is there. Then, all gopis, in the meantime, he did so many things. He tells anyone that, are you tired? And to some,
remove
sweating. To some, he ties that nupur,
ankle
belt. So many things he does, he is doing. So they became mad. Mad in the sense that Pramod. वो इस श्लोक तक ही जो उनको देख करके अंतर ध्यान हो गए इस श्लोक तक Saubhava Madam and or Dekha. Manan Saubhava Madam and Man, both. Saubhava Madam to all gopis. And Man only for Radhika. Because they were not saying that Krishna is with others. They are saying only that Krishna is with us. Me, with me. Only. Radhika was saying that. So, all has Saubhava Madam. Saubhava means controlled by any Nayak, controlled by Naika, then Naika thinks himself
most
fortunate, and that fortunate brings him, her to Saubhava Madam. Saubhava Madam means by drinking anyone can become
intoxicated with pride.
Pride. Here, they are saying that in whole Braja, there are none equal to me.
None so fortunate as I.
Tasang tattva bhagamagdam vittamanam. Then they became so much pride they have that they are they cannot join with anyone in Ras. After that, they can have some man if they will see that anyone is there. But they become so pride, proud that they were unwilling to also obey Krishna. So pride was there. Krishna saw that then what I have decided to play with all gopis and to give birth to that I will keep all asa, abhilasa. So he thought that anyhow their pride should go out. And he said that at once there is not Radhika. She is out of line. And she was ready to go anywhere. At that time, Krishna became antardhyan, it is told, but Vishwanath Chakur Thakur is telling that Krishna did not went out of sight. He only sat in a very near kunja. He hid himself in a kunja. How he hid himself? Taking Srimati Radhika forcibly in his arm and went in a kunja. And all were searching. Four kinds of gopis were there. Swapaksha, Deepaksha, Sohidapaksha, and Tatapaksha. Understanding all these things? Sohidapaksha means, Swapaksha means Radhika Paksha or Chandravali Paksha. For Radhika Paksha, Chandravali is Vipaksha. And for Chandravali, Radhika is Vipaksha. Bhadra is Sohid for Radhika Paksha. But for Chandravali, it is Tatastha. She is Tatastha. And Shyamala is Sohid. And Bhadra is Sohid to Chandravali and Tatastha to Radha Paksha. So four kinds, and that may be that hundreds and hundreds kinds of gopis were there. So, all were searching. the Svapaksha, Radha Paksha, were searching both. They were not seeing their Yutheshwari. So they were searching Yutheshwari also and Krishna also. But all were searching only to Krishna. After that, all gopis, it has been told in 30 years, that they were searching Krishna. They became Tadatma. How Krishna walks, used to talk, to walk, how sweet he used to talk, and all the characteristics of Krishna they were. And by doing so, they thought themselves as Krishna. And that is called Leela. They also asked trees, creepers, rivers, deer, peacocks as mad. And they were themselves saying that, for Tulsi, that she is Krishna Priya. And Krishna has warned her not to tell. So trees, their female, males, they will not tell. Because Krishna has told them. And to creepers who are full of flowers, they are thinking they are so happy by touch of Krishna fingers that they have no remembrance at all. They are out of gyan. So they cannot speak. So after that, when they saw that Krishna will not come and Krishna is not found anywhere, at last they saw the footprint of Krishna and they become somewhat consolated. But after that, when they followed that footprint, after some distance they saw a footprint new. And that they supposed that it was of any lady. And then they were telling that Anayara Adito Nunam Bhagavan Hari Rishpara Janno Vihaya Govinda Pritam Jan Anayadaraha. Who is telling this? Devi Paksha are telling this. And Svapaksha are very glad to hear these things. Svapaksha knew by the footprint that this is of Radhika because they used to serve Radhika's feet. So they knew the symbol of Radhika's feet. But others did not know. So they are guessing who is she. But they are guessing that she has worshipped God. And by worshipping God, certainly that so that lady is so near and dear to Krishna that Krishna has taken her with him and he has gone out.
Like a blessing of the worship of God.
Worship to God. Not to worship Krishna. That God. Then they saw after that footprint, both one footprint is not there. Ladies. Only Krishna footprint is there and he has gone deep for an inch or anything. They guessed that here the Nayak has taken that Naika in his lap and he has gone because he would have told that I cannot walk. Then after that they saw that there is a symbol of sitting of that lady and the flowers were here and there. And in the creepers, the flowers were not there, But flock where? But in high. In lower, there was no flower. And they saw that some flowers are there. So they guessed that here, Naika has sat here, and the night has done Singar here. And that is Singar water in Vrindavan. After that, they again proceed, and they saw that that lady was weeping and she was senseless, crying bitterly. Hanath Raman Presta Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja Kripanaya Dasaste Sanlila. This is slow. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Madhavendra Puri used to repeat this slok and always with tears and so much full of heart. Then they went nearer and all Sapaksha, Tatastai, everyone have something with Radhika. And they brought some water and they see regained again senses. And they ask how it has been that you are also crying and weeping. Then she told his story that I told him that I cannot walk. Why she told that I cannot walk? Not by mother. Because his inner motive was that they have left everything for me. And they serve me. And I am leaving them and enjoying Krishna alone. This should not be. So, if I can arrange that all can come and join, then we all will join and then enjoy Ras. I should not do alone. Then, at the same time, all gopis came nearer and Krishna told that you should go with me firstly. She told that I can. Why? This is called Prem Vaichitya Vishwanachavati has, or Jiva Goswami has called it Prem Vaichitya. Krishna was sitting there. But Radhika became so, she felt so separation, mood of separation, that she could not see Krishna, that Krishna is sitting here. Krishna, in the meantime, Gopi came nearer and it may be visible. So Krishna thought that everything will be, everything will be, what? Because everybody will see that Radhika and Anubhav will come for her. So it should not be. So at the same time he became invisible. He went anywhere in the Kunj and in darkness. And the gopis met Srimati Radhika and they were asking what became with you. After that.
But one second before. As Radhika left the Ras Lila dance at first, having some months, seeing Krishna with so many others sometimes. But then later on, she wanted them to be there.
This is what? Bhava Vibhava. Devichari. Man or anything comes and goes down. Sometimes comes and overtakes one and then it mixes with water and again new thing.
So she wasn't just thinking that she wanted to be with Swapakshya.
Huh?
Was she thinking that the second time that she just wanted her swapasya, her group.
I could not understand.
When she was with Krishna alone, and then she thought, I want my other friends to be with
me. Now, when he got reception from Krishna, then his mind went away.
And
now he is thinking that they should all join.
He's asking only Sapaksha?
No.
All.
And all came there.
She wants all of them to be there.
Every came, whether he wants or not, every came. Because all were searching.
Yeah.
Then, Radhika told his history, hiding somehow there, that I became mad like you, and he left me also. Then they all were searching Krishna. They decided that by Sankirtan he can be found again. So all went to again to the upkul of Yamuna, and they began this Jayatiti Adhikam.
Can I ask one question?
Mm-hmm.
How did Srimati Chandrabali must feel when she saw that Krishna must have preferred Srimati Radhika to her, because he left Rasa dance only with Radhika? So what Chandrabali must have felt something.
Chandrabali has some envy for Srimati Radhika. But when she saw that she is like us, rolling in the ground, weeping so bitterly, so something, because Srimati Radhika was sister of Srimati, anyhow they were sisters. So when they saw that weeping, she is weeping, then the lady's swabhav, nature is that if they see weeping anyone, they have some
sympathy for each
other. Sympathy.
But they don't think of each other as sisters.
Uh-huh.
They don't think.
How did they think? Sometimes they love each other, but envy there is.
In Lalitamadhava, it is said they are sisters, but we don't see at other times that they are sisters.
We have seen in villages also.
Where?
In villages, two or three sisters from same father and mother, but each have friends.
Different. But Chandravali's father and mother is not the same.
Not same.
Yes.
But they were brothers. Chandrabhanu, Brihadbhanu.
Like that. Cousin sister.
Cousin.
That is
true.
Thank you. Okay.
Sam?
Now
Chandrali was somewhat elder than Srimati Radhika. But Srimati Radhika was most beautiful, most guni,
qualified
in every way. In Narlila also. So they were both envied to each other. And each of them wanted to love Krishna separately. Then we should come to Mooli Slok. Jayati Tirhikam Janmana Praja. Shrayati Indira Sasvadatrahi. Daita Dishyatam Dishyastavaka Svaidhita Sava. First, see, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is doing prarthana, praying to the lotus feet of Sanatana Goswami Pad, and then to Sridhar Goswami Pad, and then to Guru Parampara, by which he has restored all this bhav. He is telling that anyone cannot know anything without the mercy of gopis. Anyone. Especially these things. If gopis can have mercy, then anyone can know this. So he praying, Sanatana Goswami, he was gopi. And he is praying, he has prayed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She is Radhika. Plus Krishna also. So in Guru Parampara, he prays all the gopis in Parampara, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and all others. Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur. Even Jiva Goswami.
In sadhak or in siddha form?
Both. First in sadhak and also in siddha. And that is why he in Madhavji Kaldampaniya Ragbhatma Chandrika. He has told sadhan and siddha bhav. In both we should practice. So, Jivatu means the Uchista, the remnants of Sanatana Goswami, Siddhar Swami, and all others, mani Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur, he is praying all for their remnants. He has taken the remnants of all these Mahapurus, or Sakhis, Gopis, and that is why he is able to explain these slokas in so way. So he is telling that anyone cannot explain all these things without the mercies of gopis who joined the rasa actually. He is telling that all gopis with Srimati Radhika became hopeless that we cannot meet Krishna. They search here, there, where, in every coin, in cave, everywhere they search to Krishna. You know that Pythagoras. But that is for Basanta Rasa. But in Vrindavan, this Rasa has been done. In Vrindavan. So, how big was that Vrindavan where this Rasa took place? So much big that lakhs and lakhs of gopis were collected and they did Rasa. Not only that Bansibhat, but Bansibhat is also so
big area.
Big area. His branches and everything was so big. So, they became hopeless that Krishna will not meet. So they dusno se paramarsh kiya. They began to find a way how we can meet Krishna. At last they decided that we should do kirtan and weep. So they began to weep and by weeping these slokas they began to chant like this. They have told that especially in Kali Yuga, if you want to take darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna or gopis, only weeping sankirtan is not only kirtan, but that kirtan should be with separation mode. Then Krishna can be manifested there. So they Nishya kar liya.
Then
they make themselves sure that Krishna will meet only by this
Kirtana.
So they came to the shore of Jamuna, bank of Jamuna, and they began to do this slokas. They are telling that Daita Jayati Tedhikam Janmana Braja Prayata Indira Swasa Dattrahi Daita Drishana Daita. Daita means you are our friend. Daita means
most beloved.
Most beloved. Jiva Goswami is telling here that there were two moods of gopis. One inseparable and one but in man mood. One are telling directly and some are telling indirectly. Chandravali is telling directly what these slokas are. And Radhika and her paksha are indirectly they are telling. Each slok. Gopis are crying and telling and praying Krishna to keep his hand on the head, on the breast, to keep the feet, lotus feet of Krishna, that the lotus feet of Krishna should be kept here or on the breast or here anywhere. But some are telling, oh, you want, but we don't want. We are telling to go. Prabhupada, we actually have not come to meet you. We have only come to see the scenery.
Full moon.
And you are praying us not to go, but we will not hear you. We know that you are Kami Purush. And we are so much Pativrata, chaste woman. So we cannot delay a minute, second here. You are telling that Aghor Ratri, Aghor Shatvani Sevita, it is so darkness. You should not go. You are giving us the fear for this. But actually, we know that here there are no beasts. So you are anyhow praying to be here with you, but will not tell. So here, the two meanings, Jiva Goswami has tried everywhere to show two meanings.
Jiva Goswami.
Also, Vishwanath Chakravarti has also showed these two. Somewhere, not all there, but we should guess that everywhere two kinds of explanation can be given. Jayati te adhikam janmana vrajah. Jayati means braja jayati. Braj is more and more high than Vaikuntha. Karsati jayena utaka karsayati. We give jay to Krishna. Govinda ji ki jay ho. Guru Dev ki jay ho. Tulsi ji ki jay ho. Why we tell so? Jay and Parajay. Both words are side by side. If we tell that you should be Jay Jukta, Jay Jukta, Jay means victory. You should be victorious. You should gain the battle. Then anyone should be defeated, then anyone can have conquered. Jaya. Here, my mind and heart is a paksha. And one side, Guru, Vaishnava, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, Tulsi, Vrindavan, all are another side. I'm like a demon. My mind is like a demon. Heart is like a demon. I don't want to serve Krishna, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. So Gurudev should be Jai Yukta means Gurudev ki Jai. Guru should conquer my heart. And after that he can, as a conquered person,
control any
person envy who is conquered. And captures and gets in prison. And what he does, that conquered person is bound to do. Now my mind and everything was uncontrolled. But now Gurudev should conquer this heart and mind so that he should tell anything order and he will have to obey that order. So now you should be Jai Yukta and my mind and my heart and everything should be defeated. Then you should make our servant. If a conquered man is treated and he is given as a servant, so now my mind and heart and myself, now I should be servant of yours. So this is the meaning of Jaya. Here, Jayati, Jayati Te Adhikam. Adhikam means more and more. क्या बज गया है कितना शॉट हम लोग कितना से आरंभ किया 4:45 बहुत थोड़ा सा इट इज वेरी लिटिल
यू सीम क्वाइट स्ट्रांग सो मच रेस्ट
बाय टेलिंग दिस एंड अपीयरिंग सो बट आफ्टर दैट व्हेन यू गो I will say it flat.
Therefore, you should always keep us with you and go on speaking. Then you will never get tired.
Then we should go all to Vrindavan, doing nothing, only just doing so.
We are waiting for that order.
No, I will not give you.
We are waiting for that order.
He's telling that Srayati Indira Svasa Atrahi. They are telling that He Dait, O Krishna, beloved, most beloved Krishna, by your birth, Janmana, by your birth, this Braja Srayati Indira Sasabdatri. By your birth, Vrindavan has become more glorious than Swarga. What to tell Swarga? Brahmalok, even Vaikuntha, it has become glorious. Because by your birth, Lakshmi Kamala, taking Kamal in her hand, leading Narayan there, is serving here in Vrindavan. Who is Kamala? Brahma, Shankar and all always serve Kamala to be pleased with them and for her mercy. They are Aradhya, she is Aradhya of Brahma and Shankar and all others. But here that Kamala Lakshmi, from your birthday, she has left Vaikuntha and she has come here and sleeping there. Sleeping means jhadu, brooming here, decorating kunj. Decorating Nanda Bhavan, Yashoda Bhavan, and after decorating Giriraj Govardhan, Kamyavan, Charan Pahari, and all others. Also decorating Jamuna River, because you will play there. So, Braj is more glorious than Vaikunth here. Not only in decorating, so that it has become so beautiful, but in every wealth and everything, it has become glorious, more and more.
Opulence
means aishwarya. Yeah. Where Janma, where your birth has been taken. Sukadeva Goswami now is out of sense, he is telling. Why I am saying that he is out of sense? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that if he was in sense, he would try to please Parikshit Maharaj. And he would have told that his birth has been done in Mathura. No? But now he is out of sense, and what was the actual thing, he came out here. So he has told that Janmana Brajaha. This is the best praman, proof of evidence of Krishna has taken birth in
Braja.
So, Janmana Braja. Indra is always up from that time, always serving Vrindavan, Kunja, Gali, everything, brooming. Gali means?
Galleries.
Alley.
Yeah.
A-L-I.
A-L-L-E-Y.
Alley. No?
Lane. You get the idea.
Narrow passage. Like Barsana and Govardhan. Govardhan is not king now, but in Barsana we can see just now. Very narrow gallery.
Indira.
Because Indira. Indira means Lakshmi. Because we are seeing that gopis are telling that all the Brajabasi here, from birds, animals, creepers, trees, men, women, old, and everyone of Vrindavan, they are so much sinking in Ananda Samudra, and we see that it is the blessings of Kamala Indira. But we see that only one gopi, all gopis, all were sinking and they are all in pleasing mood, but only we, the gopis, we are weeping and we are sorrowful only. Why? All say that you are most beloved of Krishna, and we also think that we are beloved of Krishna. But yet, why it has been, you have left us and we are weeping. We cannot say. So you should come and also make us happy. We should do it next day. I will see something also, and next day we will. If you have time, you can come two times also for 1 or 2 days. If you have time, come 1 hour in morning at about 9 or 10.
That's better.
If I have not to go anywhere, then you should come on 4 and a half, 2 days. I will see the explanation also.
Because every verse has two
explanations. We'll try to do it too. Where they have written.
You were describing how by the mercy of Radhanika devotee, then Pandit mixed with Lagini potency, then he gets that mercy and then he comes up. What is that in that devotee's heart that attracts that mercy to him?
Unconditionally surrender and sincere soul. That is called lobh. If a man has sincerely lobh, certainly he will have the Krishna Kripa or Vaishnava Kripa. Greed should be done. Greed. Actual greed should be.
This is how we are trying to develop that greed.